And he carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness. And I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored wild beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Now, he tells us here that he was carried away in the spirit into a wilderness. And I think that we need to notice that there are two factors here that we haven't seen before. Into a wilderness. Now, remember that John was on the Isle of Patmos in the spirit for the vision of the glorified Christ and his message to the churches. And at that time, John was caught up to heaven. From then on, the scene shifts from heaven to earth. However, here we are told again that John was in the spirit. Did he need a fresh anointing of the spirit for this vision? I rather think so. Is the wilderness literal? Well, remember, this chapter is a vision where symbols are used. Now, around both Babylon and Rome, there is a literal wilderness, which is a matter of recorded history. Babylon was to become a wilderness, and in this connection, you could read Isaiah 47:48, Jeremiah 50:51. Now, outside of Rome is the wilderness, and it's called the Campania. We believe that the wilderness mentioned in this verse is literal, but also that it's a sign of the chaotic condition of the world brought about by the religious confusion of Babylon. Now, John saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast, and this is frightful and frightening. The wild beast has been identified as Antichrist and the empire over which he rules, the restored Roman Empire. Now, the woman is identified for us here in verse 18. The woman is a city, and the city is Rome, the religious capital of the world. Probably we should pick that up. For God hath put it into their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth, so that we can identify her. It is religious Rome, which has inherited all of the religions of the world at that time. You see all of them, because the true believers out of Romanism, and there are many real believers there, the real believers today that are in liberal churches, and there are many, by the way. I've discovered that through this radio program. And there are believers today in some very weird systems. I'm convinced of that. Now, they'll all be raptured. And that leaves a church that's totally apostate. Not the bride of Christ, but it's called a harlot here. And full of the names of blasphemy. And that will show how far religion has departed from the living Christ. And it's clothed in purple and scarlet. And purple was the predominant color of Roman imperialism. Every senator and knight wore a purple stripe as a badge, and scarlet is the color that was also used. And gilded with gold shows the beauty of the outward display, but like the Pharisees, it is within, full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. And the precious stone and pearls are pretty cold, though they may be genuine and are a sordid imitation of genuine, heartfelt religion. The Lord Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within they're full of extortion and excess." And a golden cup full of abominations is the religious intoxication of the anti-church. Now, not Antichrist, but anti-church and a pseudo-religion. Counterfeit Christianity, a fake and false gospel, and a sham and spurious system. This is the cup which makes the world drunk. Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore the nations are mad. That's Jeremiah 51:7. And upon her forehead is a name written. And this is startling. Mystery. Babylon the Great. I'm going to have to reserve to next time that. But I want you to know that there's something revealed here that reveals that this one world church is not going to really be a one world church.